Hi, I'm Sam McCormally from Fellow Creatures, and you're listening to Hometown Sounds.
Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. I'm Tony Pareko.
I'm Paul Vodra.
With special guest. Say your name again, Sam.
Sam McCormally. Very special.
Much special. So we've been on a bit of a break for two reasons. One, Paul, you just moved.
Oh, I hate moving.
It's awful. It's the worst.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. So actually, Paul, earlier today, I almost texted you to ask you if you would bring your battery charger.
Oh, God.
And then I thought the better of it. I was like, that's probably not a text Paul is going to want to get.
No, it is in a box that's under a million other boxes, and it's not labeled with the words battery charger.
Exactly.
On it.
So, yeah, no. I just thought that would just increase like your stress level, like
pretty much.
Yeah. So another reason why we've been away is Sam and I were actually going to track this podcast last week, and Sam came over. And Sam, what happened?
We were all ready to go. We picked out our songs. We talked about our banter. We talked about what stories we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then the fire alarm went out, and we hustled out in the hallway, and we proceeded down to the first floor of the apartment building. And we were actually behind in the stairwell, somebody carrying two cardboard boxes filled with rabbits. And everyone was leaving the building with all of their pets and everything. And then we stood outside while the fire department attempted to figure out how to turn the fire alarm off for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, this proceeded. I mean, Sam had to give up because Sam had to get to band practice.
Yeah.
And it went off for another hour and a half after you left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just, you know, I don't know anything about apartment buildings, but
there was no fire.
There was no fire.
There was no fire.
We just How is it that it's so hard to turn off a fire alarm?
Oh. My theory is that the building manager was like off because it was Sunday, and so they couldn't find the guy who had the key or something. The like weekend shift building manager doesn't have that particular key. It's too much responsibility.
Yeah. So Sam, since I talked to you for a typed interview this past December, what have you been up to?
Well, my project Fellow Creatures that I'm working on with Will McKinley Ward and David Greer and Rishi Chakrabarty has been moving apace. We're ungodly close to finishing our album. I mean, it is like killing me. Every time I walk by my like room where my studio is, I like feel little pellets of shame descending onto me because I'm like, oh, it's so, I just need to go in there and track like three more things.
Pellets of shame is not a term I've ever heard before.
So we've been working on our debut record, and we're also planning a couple of tours this summer. We're going to be on tour in the middle of June and again in the middle of July. So that's all been happening.
I love that we're in this stage. Like, I've seen Fellow Creatures now like 3, 4, maybe even 5 times. I love that we're in this stage where I know what the songs sound like, and I'm like, oh, it's this one, but I don't know what they're called. I don't have them, and I can only hear them live. And, you know, so then it's a really special thing when, like, oh, they're going to play that song next. Oh, I love this one. And that's, like, the only chance I'm going to get to hear it until I see you again live.
So what you're saying is that we should not release the album.
Just
we
keep going with this. Keep it a mystery.
I think besides Shuka, which is not the name of the song anymore, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the names of any of your songs.
Right.
Yeah. So that we've released the two singles, Shuka, which is called Seance, but we say Shuka Shuka in it a bunch of times, and so that's what everyone refers to as. And then the other one, Allies. And that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's all that's been
released. That's right, Allies.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, that's what's going on.
The other thing that's going on is... Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't know if this is what you're going to say. I want to let everybody know that we're playing a very exciting show on Thursday. That's this coming Thursday. It's May 28th at the Howard Theater. We are very pleased to be celebrating the release of Louis Week's new album. So Louis is going to be performing with his, I think, 6-piece, 7-piece band. And El Mansouris are going to be playing as well. I have not been on a bill this exciting in DC for a very, very long time. So I'm ecstatic about that. And I'm excited to get to play at the Howard Theater, which I haven't gotten to do before.
That's really cool. So before we get a little too far afield, let's say what we started out the show with this week.
Yeah, so Sam's on the show, so Sam's picking some tracks. What was that, man?
Yeah, that is a song called Gray-Eyed Bird by Slow Machete. And Slow Machete is the project of a guy I know, Joe Schaefer. And he describes it as a collaboration between him and these kids in Haiti who he has developed a relationship with. So the choir singing there in the song, those are the kids of this orphanage that he has this relationship with. So he goes down a couple times a year and hangs out with these kids and gets them to write songs, and he records them, and then he'll blend the samples into the tracks that he's creating. I mean, also there are some like guys who have a band in the town near the orphanage, and like one of them plays the saxophone, and so Joe was like, hey man, would you mind just play a little something for me? And so that was a saxophone solo you heard at the end of the end of the song. This sort of found sound. It exists at this interesting intersection between found sound and collaboration, because like the kids don't like know what the song is going to sound like. They're like, they just sing and Joe records them on his little handheld recorder.
Did the kids know they're going to be on a record?
Yeah. And they're very excited about it. The proceeds from the project go to support the orphanage, and they get CDs and they sell some. Apparently the NGO community in Haiti buys a lot of copies of Slow Machete.
Wow.
Because the kids are going around selling the CDs to all the gringos.
That's cool.
Some kids sell candy bars.
These kids are like, we helped write these songs.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, the one caveat about the saxophone solo at the end is that apparently the guy was like really into it, and he actually played the solo an octave higher than it sounds in the recording. And when Joe listened back to it, he was like, this is a little out of control. So he pitched it down an octave, and so it sounds like this very mellow thing. But in reality, the guy was just like
just wailing
on it.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so then he just, I think, gets these really incredible textures, the combination of electronic beats and these sounds that he's recorded in Haiti with these people who he knows.
Yeah.
And so the album is called what?
This album is it's an EP. It's the most recent thing he's put out, called Mango Tree. And there's that album and one other full length that came out in 2010, 2000. Mm.
And those are on slowmachete.bandcamp.com?
That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
And I believe you were a performing member.
I did,
of
yes.
This band
I should,
for a little
yeah,
while.
Full disclosure, right? Yeah, I played, you know, I think maybe three shows mm-hmm. with Joe and Slow Machete, and it was really fun. It was a complete catastrophe to try to figure out how to do the songs live because they're so textured mm-hmm. and
they run a bunch of Haitian kids you could enlist.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like when we really strike it big, we're gonna rent a couple of buses and and do it for real. But we were, you know, it was running a lot of loops and samples and stuff. And mm-hmm. It was really fun.
Nice.
It was really fun.
And that has, in a way, been a bit of a stepping stone between your previous band, Ugly Purple Sweater, and your current project, Fellow Creatures. In a way that has, you know, the electronics has, you know, filtered its way into Fellow Creatures, which is a really cool part of that current sound. And it's cool to see kind of a little bit where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best thing about collaborating with people is you get to see their tricks.
You get to borrow them and be like, how can we make this happen?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. So let's hear another track. Sam, are we going to do a Louis Weeks track?
Yes, this is the second song off of the new Louis Weeks album, Ha Ha, that's going to come out end of the week.
June 2nd, I think, is what something said. Late?
So
yeah, but I'm sure that it will be available at the show
because
that's how these things go.
That's how these things go. Yeah.
Yes.
And the song's called Antelope.
Nice.
Made by design to be caught by a line antelope. I would run. There in our room, when you left your perfume hanging on, everything I touch I change. I would run. If I was you, made by design to collect through the pine avalanche, I would run from me too. There in the snow,
say you're tired. We're as different as we ever were. So don't give me that we've grown apart. If you're scared, say you're scared, oh. And if you're tired, say you're tired. We're as different as we ever were. So don't give.
That was Redline Graffiti with a song called Appetites. It's the first song from their new EP called End the World Plus. I think that's kind of weird that there's a plus at the end of that.
I do want to ask them about that.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's possible? There is a song called End of the World. Maybe it's like, this is the EP that has End of the World. And then in addition, some other songs.
Maybe that's it.
I'm not sure.
This came out back in the beginning of March 2015. Redline Graffiti, we were talking about like how to genre-fy them. They're definitely R&B. Like R&B is most of what they have going on. But
they describe themselves as electro rock.
Yeah. Well, they definitely have some electronic influences, some indie rock influences. But like
they definitely have miscategorized themselves.
Sometimes it's hard to know like what kind of audience is going to be drawn to you and how you should label yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're being way nicer than I was.
When we were listening, we were talking about it and I was saying, I feel like the R&B influence is very strong, but also I'm always like wary of calling a band R&B just because like some of the dudes in the band are black. Like that just seems weird. Like you see like a guy playing like a banjo, you're like, that's an R&B song because he's a black dude. I don't know. I always try to be wary of that. But that said,
yeah,
qualification. I do hear that a lot. I mean, I hear like, you feel like Questlove could be drumming on that song.
Yes.
Could be off of that kind of groove, could be off of the new D'Angelo album or something.
Yep.
But then like the use of instrumentation does feel like it draws really heavily from indie rock in terms of the guitars and the electronic elements.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a very, very cool band.
We were also discussing how we were going to talk about this band. And Sam, it turned out that you have kind of a fun origin story.
Yeah. So the story was this. Will and I had been, my bandmate and fellow creatures, had been on a photo shoot getting some band photos taken. And we decided to go to Menomale after the photo shoot.
Menomale is an amazing pizza place in Brooklyn.
It's excellent. And we were wearing like just the stupidest clothes. Like we were each wearing like 17 different patterns. Like I had like a patterned shirt and then like another patterned shirt and then a jacket with animals on it. And like we just looked like total idiots. And Will had like leopard print pants on. We walked into the place, into Menomale, and Ajane, who is, plays guitar in Redline Graffiti, he was like, "You guys look like you're musicians." Like, we are. And we got to talking, and we learned about his band Redline Graffiti and his other band Gully Waters. And Gully Waters actually ended up playing with fellow creatures at DC9 for like sort of our coming out party show.
Nice.
And he's just a really talented guy who's got his fingers in a lot of interesting pots.
Yeah. Yeah, so very, very cool stuff. So next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, it's another pick from Sam. Who do we have?
We're going to be listening to a song called Your Way by Caitlin Schneiderman, who is a guitarist and singer who I came across through a mutual friend a number of years ago. She lives in Northern Virginia, and she just writes the spookiest, most lovely guitar parts and melodies, like just so compositional, which is a dumb thing to have to get reminded of, but her songs are, that I find them really compelling.
Nice. All right.
Let's hear that.
Just a minute, who are you to cry? It was you who lied.
Grab you by the horns. That was a track called Poisoned Parens IV, so maybe there's some kind of a, you know, drip IV thing going on there.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, kind of. That is from a band called Tigers Are Bad for Horses. They are an electronic kind of progressive pop duo. Their members include a one Mary Ellen Funke. There is not an umlaut on top of the Funke, under the U in Funke, so I don't know if you pronounce it like the Arrested Development family or not.
There might supposed to be one, but sometimes it can screw up various systems, and sometimes the people with the umlauts in their names drop it.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah.
The other member is Lyle Evans. So Mary Ellen Funke, she goes by Melon for short.
Oh.
Which I think is cute.
That is very cute.
So I was, you know, listening to this band. They said they like Sylvanesso and all sorts of sort of like new soul. Yep. You know, and you sort of get that. I was Jessie Ware, big on that. Mm-hmm. They cite her as an influence, and I picked up on that. I was like, I don't know, you kind of sound like Vice Lady. That's cool. Yeah. The name comes from Lyle's crazy Russian roommate.
What?
which actually, I was kind of wondering if maybe it's possible that Lyle's crazy Russian roommate runs their Facebook page, because their most recent Facebook post was a little hard to interpret. It reads, "Thanks to all who came out to our last show of the year. Stay tuned for more releases this summer, and see you in August."
All right. Who knows?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Where will we see you?
Yeah.
Are you coming to our house? Oh, man.
But so I guess we'll see you, but it won't be at a show that we're playing.
Or who knows? Maybe it will. Speaking of shows. We want to remind you again of the amazing show that's happening at the Howard Theater. It's coming Thursday with Louis Weeks, Fellow Creatures, and the El Mansouris,
who are so cool. They have no music available besides a YouTube entry for the Tiny Desk
contest.
For the Tiny Desk contest.
Which was a really good video, and I featured it a few months ago when it came out. And like, it's kind of gotten them a lot of attention, just the video.
And it, as a piece of marketing for a concert, it's a particularly effective because it's very kinetic. They're moving around. Seven people are hitting the rims of various drums and things, and it's very engaging.
Yes. Very cool.
Perhaps even better than just an audio track.
Yeah, maybe so. That's true. And they have not played very many shows, but there's a lot of buzz about that band.
Yeah.
And about all the bands. So, and I understand that there is a connection, not only about the show, between Fellow Creatures and Louis Weeks.
That's true. Louis Weeks is my detached conjoined twin.
That makes total sense. Yeah,
that's the biggest connection. So that's not true. But what is true is that Louis is co-producing the Fellow Creatures record that we're working on.
Ooh. Yeah.
You guys just, we made the exact same noise.
The same pitch.
Yeah. It's kind of perfect. Wow.
And so he's a master at arranging songs with interesting instrumentation and orchestral elements and electronic instruments. And he's helping us figure all that stuff out too. And he's adding his little fairy dust in various places.
Yes.
It's really exciting to be working with him on it.
We did get to hear a little taste.
It was pretty cool.
Not for the podcast, but while we were between songs, we got to hear a little taste of some fellow creatures with some Louis Weeks fairy dust on it. And it was pretty awesome.
I'm really thrilled that he's interested in working with us on it. And it's been really fun.
Yeah. I think there are some big things in the future and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well,
yeah,
we certainly hope so. And so it's great to be sharing the stage with him that night too. Mm-hmm. It feels like everything's coming full circle.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody go to the Howard. I know that the Howard is kind of a little bit off a lot of people's radar. It does have a bit of I think I have an idea of like what kind of music is played there, and like this is not the typical show that you would find at the Howard, but I think they're trying to sort of expand their lineup. And so I really want more people to go and check that venue out because it is really, really pretty. They did an amazing job restoring it. It's a great place to see a show.
Yeah.
The balcony is kind of glam up there. I don't know if the balcony is going to be open for the show, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. So definitely go check that out. And thank you very much for listening to the Hometown Sounds podcast.
And thanks for coming on the show, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
And thanks for doing the do-over.
Exactly. I'm glad it worked this time.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for having me.
Let's not jinx this anymore. So please subscribe to this podcast in iTunes if you are digging it, and you can rate us. We're on all the social media, Friendster, Orkut, MySpace, and Google+. All that's at Hometown Sounds. You could check out our music video of the day every weekday or listen to our 24/7 music stream at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. Listen to that on your smartphone with the free TuneIn app. Do you do the TuneIn app, Sam?
Yeah.
Love that app.
Yeah.
You bookmark all your favorite internet radio stations. Why do people still pay for the SiriusXM? I do not understand this. It costs like 12, 13 bucks a month or something like that. And we all have our smartphones. You can play them through the car, do all the internet radio you want. People haven't figured this out yet. They're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, if you want to submit DC music to the station, sponsor us, give us feedback, the email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
All around town. So one last track on the Hometown Sounds podcast this week, and Sam has brought us the Bumper Jacksons.
The Bumper Jacksons are a trad jazz, bluegrass, folk band that is probably my favorite my favorite live act in the area. They're so much fun. They're fronted by Jess Elliott Meyer, who sings and plays washboard and clarinet, and Chris Usley, who plays guitar and sings. And they're just the most fun thing. They have a new album coming out imminently, and they're playing at the Birchmere on July 25th.
Ooh, yeah. That's a really good spot to see them.
And it'd be a great spot to see them.
Yep.
And they're a ton of fun. So this is a song called "The Sun Went Down on Harlem," which is a traditional song that they wrote some new verses to.
Nice. So and with that new album, I think that we will be featuring that, and perhaps even maybe having them come in for a chat to talk about the new record and the show coming up. That would be, I think, pretty fun. We seem to be getting a little bit better about having guests on the show, and it seems to be working pretty well. People dig it. So there you go. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time.
When the sun goes down in Harlem, you can hear those people holler, "Sweet mama, sweet daddy, coming." holler. You can hear those mamas holler. My babies, my children are coming. Cause the buildings are so tall, in the shadows always falling. My babies, my children are coming. When I was on Broadway, I knew a real bad man. I might die in prison, but I know he'll do the same. When the sun goes down in Harlem, you can hear those mamas holler. My babies, my children are coming. Those women holler, ooh, daddy, ooh, sweet papa, coming.